We've got Brad Davis on the phone. Bradley, good morning. You'll be at the Calcutta at the Hunter on Thursday night for sure.
Good morning, boys. I was just having a look last night, actually, to see how far it was. So about 2 hours from where I am, so it's probably a little bit too far for me, considering that I've got an extra meeting of form to do with Canterbury on Friday night.
That's all right.
Which really looking forward to. But
Brad Davidson,
I'll be listening on.
Brad Davidson program segment now brought to you by Kleenex. Kleenex tissues. Cry me a river. Come on, mate.
That'd be good. It'd be good to be there. I love a good Calcutta, but I can't be driving 2 hours each way with plenty of form to do. So I've got to do the form. That's the main priority.
All right. Well, talking about the form, the Hunter Shaping is a very, very good race, but Graf has been back from $8 into $4.50.
Yeah, that's right. It's been the one the punters want since the all-in market's gone up. Of course, all in before the final fields. But there'll be a few there down the bottom buying for those last few spots. There'll be a couple that miss out, I think, heading into the Hunter. But Grass being the 180 to 450. Of course, we haven't seen him since the Premier Stakes when beaten 2.5 lengths behind Brutal there. He's had a trial on the Beaumont Newcastle track on October 30 where he won that by about a length. So, you know, he's an exciting horse on his day. He's third behind Redell and a Concord, fourth behind Barada, beat a length in the shorts, and then the Premier last time out. So he's got those A-grade form lines for a race like this, and the punters liked him in early betting for sure.
And Brad, with these incredible conditions that we're experiencing, I think they're described as catastrophic. Meetings postponed, meetings abandoned today.
Yeah, I think until tomorrow, and there's a few others, of course, in the Greyhounds as well. A lot of those meetings, I think all meetings are off, and it's a pretty nervous day for a lot of people, isn't it? And let's just hope today can go as good as possibly can as the whole situation in general. And if you're out there, just make sure you keep in contact to the keep looking at all the updates just get out if you need to, and we just wish, give everyone the best right around the state and country, and just hope for the best. We're all thinking of people in these areas, and it's bloody shocking what's happening out there, and we just hope for the bloody best.
Yeah, I think we all agree upon that, Brad. Now, there was a bit of confusion yesterday with Prince of Arran running.
Yeah, it was at Lismore. I just noticed a few punters posting on Facebook pages and whatnot. There are a few that have given out tips for a horse called Prince of Arran, saying, well, this is much easier than the Melbourne Cup, but, the drop back to 1500 is the concern, but, he should be winning. And they got it right. They think that was it was the different Prince of Arran. So, of course, another horse called Prince of Arran won at Lismore yesterday. It was the different version, though. There's two horses called Prince of Arran, of course, and there was a few of the punters that they got that wrong, but they got it right because the horse won, and they'll be very happy this morning when checking their account.
Beautiful. Sure. And I guarantee you there'd be some of those people going, what about that? All the way from Melbourne up there
what
and
a
wins.
Story.
They'd be, round the water cooler. Now, what about, just repeating for you, Brad, if you have a change of heart and you can, get up to Newcastle Thursday night, mate, at the Commonwealth Hotel, they've got the $1 million Hunter Race Calcutta. And it's supporting the Newcastle City Cricket Club, and we will be there. Jimmy Smith will be there, so if you'd like to come down and get an autograph or a photo with James or Laurie.
Rugby league legend, rugby league superstar, Jimmy Smith.
You were described as the rugby league legend.
Oh, jeez.
Come along, mate.
Well, I know Jack Gologley's running the thing, so I might have to get in contact with him and try to get a couple of tickets. But before I go, boys, just wanted to say all the best to Queensland trainer Toby Edmonds as well.
Yes.
Unfortunately trampled on by a runaway horse there on Monday and in a Gold Coast hospital. So I knew Toby well from the Gold Coast days, a terrific bloke, and wishing him and the family well there, hopefully. Everything's okay.
Absolutely. Good on you, Brad. We'll speak again tomorrow, mate.